from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
John, general college football stuff. Florida State's 0-2.
It's a comedy of errors. They had their chances, especially last night. There's a lot of people that watched that game last night wondering if, you know, what would Boston College look like? Because Michigan State's going to play Boston College. Mm-hmm. Boston College looked a lot better than most people anticipated. But, you know, Florida State, there was a series of three downs where they were inside the five-yard line. First a goal from about the five, maybe it was the six or seven. Wide open receiver, broken coverage in the corner of the end zone, mm-hmm. ball thrown out of bounds, not even catchable. Another one where the ball was tipped at the line of scrimmage, but a wide open receiver because it's a DJU was supposed to be tall, big, able to see and throw over the line of scrimmage. I thought the receiver could have made a play on the ball. Again, now you're third and goal, and another bad pass on third down left them kicking it right before halftime. All of those missed opportunities ended up being another loss. And it's, I think they have some good players. I think the coaching staff put them in position to win. And I hate to put it on one guy, but there's a reason that DJU was on his third team.
Third team in three seasons. Looks the part, doesn't play the part. And we have enough evidence to say that. 0-2, big hole for a team that started preseason top 10. The ACC as a whole, not a great weekend.
No.
Clemson got their face kicked in. It's clear they've refused to adapt, and they are no longer the program they once were. There's no, Dabo's got one more in him. They fell flat on their face against Georgia, and most teams do, but Clemson has been specifically very stubborn about not bringing in transfers, not really using NIL, doing this quote-unquote the hard way, the righteous way, while everybody else competes using all the tools at their disposal. So Clemson loses. Florida State continues to lose. Virginia Tech loses to Vandy.
How long does Dabo have?
Well, he won a national title there.
I agree. I understand that. But.
All right. Listen, I'm not going to defend the job he's doing right now. What I was going to bring up is this ACC situation where Miami steps up into the spotlight. Are they for real, John?
It sure looks like it. Cam Ward, obviously, I mean, he committed there, decommitted. They came up with almost $3 million and recommitted. And now you look at what he did. He looked really good. I mean, really good. So how real is it against, you know, a lesser opponent?
Yeah, I mean, Florida's, I mean, talk about hot seat. Talk about guys' job security.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about Dabo Swinney. Sometime maybe in the offseason or within a year or two, if the things don't improve, they might say, hey, let's mutually part ways. Billy Napier, is he going to make it to next week?
I don't know that Florida's very good, but I am high on Miami. Heather Park and I believe in the Miami Hurricanes. Yes. We had them in the picks this last week. I think they're going to win the ACC, but let me give you a scenario that I haven't heard anybody bring up.
Is that something to boast about? Miami winning the ACC?
Well,
not your guys' pick.
No, that's what I was going to bring up. I haven't heard anybody talk about this. Let's say the ACC's bad. Let's say Miami's like a three-loss team and wins the ACC. Are they guaranteed a bye?
No, we found that out this morning.
I was looking up the bylaws.
Yeah, well done.
And for people, keep this in mind. I don't think this will happen very often, but the top four seeds are the four highest conference champions. They are not guaranteed to go to the Power Four. So if one conference, like the ACC, is dog water, and a team goes undefeated from the group of five, maybe a Boise beats Oregon and goes undefeated.
Or Memphis, who actually could beat Florida State head-to-head.
Right, has a big power win and goes undefeated. If you're 13-0, is there a chance one of those teams would get a bye over a power conference. Like, I think the Big 12 will have a strong representative. I really like Utah. I think there's some programs in there. But if the ACC is down, if they're bad.
Well, and we saw this a couple of years ago. It was 22 that Cincinnati was in the playoffs. I mean,
one of the four.
There's an example.
Right. And I don't think people were prepared for that, but I think it's at least an early conversation piece. Notre Dame, big headline. They go into College Station at night with this patchwork young offensive line. They ran the ball. They did a decent job protecting Riley Leonard. They won a grimy, gritty kind of football game. And for Marcus Freeman and company, their path to the playoff is paved with gold. I mean, look at this.
Paved with gold helmets.
Yeah, like, John, like, I don't see them losing two games the rest of the way.
No, I don't think they. I mean, if they do, the wheels have fallen off.
They might not lose one the rest of the way. I mean, I know it's college football, so maybe we chalk them up at 11-1, but they're a playoff team.
No, but the rivalry between them and Stanford, that's not going to be a big game. They've got, they play Florida State, don't they? And so, again, another opportunity for Florida State to try and recover something, but I don't see them beating Florida State. And then they've got USC at the very end of the year. That's their next toughest game.
I was super impressed, and everybody knows their defense was going to be good, but just how good they were. I mean, they were able to man up on the outside, play one high safety, and no separation. A&M receivers had no separation. As someone who bet on Texas A&M, I'm watching going, I don't even know what they're supposed to do at this point. And they just started running it and getting what they could get and eventually got in the end zone in the second half. But it's tough sledding against Notre Dame's front, against those players in the secondary. That defense is for real. The other thing I took out of this weekend was the SEC. Georgia's the headliner. Georgia took care of business. Georgia is great. But the SEC is not a monolith. They like to take the credit of who's ever the hot team. Like when Bama was great, the SEC's great. When Georgia's great, the SEC's great. The SEC outside of Georgia, 0-3 in ranked matchups. 0-3 against ranked teams for the SEC when you take out Georgia. You want to include them, it's still a 1-3 mark for the SEC. They lose to USC. LSU loses. A&M lost to Notre Dame. And then, of course, Florida, an SEC team, lost to ranked Miami. And I don't know. Florida's not exactly the banner of the conference. My point is, for those that thump their chests at the SEC, keep in mind, they will play one fewer conference game than all the Big Ten teams. And their non-conference showing out of the gate was lackluster.
But it also could be a somewhat of a changing of the guard in regards to who some of the best teams in the SEC are. I mean, Alabama still looked pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm. Ole Miss
looked good. Missouri looked good. And so, I mean,
you said Texas? Texas too?
Texas. I mean, Texas, Oklahoma. Our SEC teams now.
Mm-hmm.
Oklahoma and Temple, they look good. I don't expect Oklahoma to make much noise, but they did look good.
Do you see the Big Ten went 17-1? Again, some of those were not pretty. We're going to talk about two of them in just a second here. 17-1. Do you know the team that lost that didn't hold up their end of the bargain?
UCLA ended up edging out Hawaii.
Yes.
I don't remember.
The Big Ten team that lost. Greg, do you know?
You said this earlier in the show and I was listening. Minnesota.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, the Gophers opened their season with a loss. That was a home game.
North Carolina. Yeah.
Yeah.
At least it was a Power 5 matchup.
Yeah, no, I know. I know. 17-1 for the Big Ten out of the
gates. Are you willing to make some adjustments in regards to how many Big Ten SEC teams end up making the playoffs?
Well, if Notre Dame steals a spot,
you got a group of five team that's going to be in.
John, I would tell you this. If the ACC looks as bad as they do, it is going to open up a spot for an extra Big Ten or SEC team to make the college football
playoff. Yeah, I saw CBS actually wrote about this already, that the ACC is in big trouble getting an at-large team.
Like they're going to be a one-bid conference.
Big takeaways from just week one. Real quick, Bill O'Brien's a good coach. And I think we forgot that.
Yeah.
And that team was ready to play last night. And as long as he doesn't become the GM at Boston College, I think they might be a little sneaky this year. That game got a lot tougher for State.
Well, we'll see what happens in the House settlement. I don't know that they're going to be able to make trades. So I think he'll be all right.
To your point about State, they're more than a touchdown dog this week with Maryland. That Boston College game is not a gimme. You start 2-2 with the gauntlet. You could be 2-6 fighting to keep guys buying in, needing to run the table to make a bowl game. And I know that's where we set the bar for them this year, was get to a bowl game for Jonathan Smith.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.